Hello, and welcome back to the Masked Singer Wrap-Ups podcast, where every week we come at you and we unmask the latest findings and we talk about all the clues and all the dancers and all the judges' wrong guesses, everything in between. I'm very excited to be back to talk about Group C's playoffs. I'm your host, Puya the Puzzle Zanvakili. And of course, I'm never venturing through these streets alone. I've always got my partner in crime with me ready to go. Here is Liana, the teabag, Boris. Liana, how are you doing today?
Drop it in the slot. Drop it in the slot.
Drop them in the slot.
I need to set that as my text message alert sound.
No, you should have that be when you send an email. Once you hit send, instead of the...
It'll play that sound. That's a great idea. What was the other one? The clue train? No. Vault train?
For the vault train. The vault train.
Yeah, maybe that one will be my received email notification. And the other one will be my sent notification.
We have a new one now, which is... The magic lamp.
The magic lamp. That was, you know what? It was too much, but which means that it was right the amount of enough for the Masked Singer.
I don't know what that meant.
You know what I'm saying? No, like the Masked Singer is extra. And so it has to be extra. If it's not being extra, it's not being its authentic self. And so doing that bad animation, which for some reason they're able to like do super cool animation in the sky for all the performances, but the smoke, we couldn't make a little bit more realistic. Doesn't matter. Fun time, weird choice, but I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I thought so personally. This episode for me was a lot of fun. I recognize that last week, my first impressions were, Group C kind of blows. But I really liked this episode. I really liked everything that we got from all the performers. I thought the songs were all great overall. I thought this was, all in all, a good time. I had a great time with this episode.
Yeah, I mean, I did too, although I thought it was very interesting how Nicole described the groups to Wayne Brady. I think she said Group C is the wacky group and Groups A and B are the powerhouses, which, you know, oh, bless their hearts.
I mean, it's kind of like what she's trying to say is Group C got great personality. That's kind of her description. I feel like Group B is the powerhouses. Group A, I mean, like, they're not powered. There's a powerhouse. I don't know if there's powerhouses.
Right. I think if you're ranking the whole group as a totality, it's BAC in order of powerhouse to wacky.
Yeah. BAC most likely, maybe. No, it's not. It's BAC. It's BAC.
I don't know. I think the issue is that C had the lips, right? B did have the gremlin, which was bizarre, but they have five others to like make up for it. So right. in the equation that is wacky to power, I think they're definitely numbers.
So I'm totally not going to remove this from the edit. I'm looking at the Tupperware tower on top of our fridge and it might topple over, so let me go fix it.
Keep going, I'll go fix it.
No.
Okay, fine, just go fix it. Okay, well, dear everyone, thank you for taking the time to listen to the Masked Singer podcast, or to at least have it on 2x speed in the background while you do something else. If you appreciate this podcast, leave us your ratings and reviews at
www.rabazawebsite.com/maskedsinger. That's MASKED singer.
Is that where they leave reviews?
Yeah, that's where they can go to see it. Redirects them to our Apple iTunes page and leave a review there. Yes.
Cool. Nailed it.
I appreciate that, Liana.
Did you fix the Tupperware?
Yes. I looked at it and I was like, it'll be fine. And then I worried about what if it shatters and then I have to clean it. I was like, oh, that's way more work than me being lazy. Let me just go do it now.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Of course. And I'm glad you do. Okay. So here's where we're at, right? So it's Group C time. Why are you laughing?
Nothing. I like that you're not going to edit this out.
No, I mean, the peeps come here for the authentic experience, and the authentic experience is what we're going to give them. You know why? Because the official Masked Singer podcast doesn't give them the authentic
experience. Yeah.
It gives them edited nonsense.
Yeah. We
don't do that. That's take right. That. Huh. Boom. Bow wow. Boom.
Okay. Ooh. Bow chicka wow. Meow. Meow meow.
All right. Well,
okay. Stop me, please. Please stop me.
Okay. So the whole motif of this episode, and we learned this because of the sound effects and all that later. There's a genie lamp now. So that's going to be the way they deliver the extra special clue. Cool. I like that. Whatever. It's all good. So I want to specifically talk about Nick Cannon's outfit. Mm-hmm. To me, until I noticed that it was like leopard print, it looked like a movie usher's jacket. With the pink detail on the suit jacket. I didn't like it, but also I don't remember how many things Nick wears that I do like. So what were your thoughts on the pink leopard suit jacket?
Have I told you about Fashion Polly's?
No.
Okay. So it was a toy, or like a series of toys. They were based off Polly Pockets, but they were Fashion Polly's, and they were bigger. So they were slightly bigger, and they had rubber clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And this jacket looks like one of the jackets from one of my Fashion Polly's that I had as a child.
Is that a dig or a compliment, though?
I don't know. I mean, Fashion Polly was pretty fashionable, judging just solely based on her name. So I would say it's a compliment, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I just didn't get, I got like movie usher vibes. And then I realized it was leopard print. I'm like, okay, that's kind of cool. But also like, stop doing too much, Nick. Stop. You're peacocking and I don't like it. Okay. So he starts off with a line. This is where your favorite celebs do exactly what you're doing every day. Get up, put on a mask, and go to work. Did you relate to this?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. That's what I do.
Of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I that makes sense. I thought like I didn't think of the pandemic. I thought like putting on like a fake persona to go to work, and I thought that's pretty rude of you to assume. Oh, it totally makes sense now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. I like that. It's acknowledging the world we're in. Which, you know, their audience shots don't, but at least the lines he says do. So that's good.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yes. Wow, I look stupid. Okay. It's all
you want to cut this part out?
No.
We give it to you real. Bow wow.
like an uncooked mushroom raw. Okay, cool. Here we go. Why is that? Okay, your mind is in the gutter. You need to collect it. I don't know why you're thinking that. But here's the thing. So the golden ear is still a thing that's happening. And Jenny and Nicole have 2 points. Robin Thicke has 1 and Ken Jeong has 0. Liana, how does it feel to have the same number of vault picks as Ken Jeong?
I mean, we're both doctors. So
That's true.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't have the pop culture class. I guess he went to a different school than me. But anyway, regardless. Yeah, we're pretty much both geniuses.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I would like to know, because we watched this episode separately, would you have gotten a point here? Because did you guess who the TV was correctly?
I mean, I would like to think that I would have, but okay, so you watched it on Hulu first. So when I went to go open up Hulu, it was halfway through the episode and it was on a picture of Wayne Brady. Well, so also, I knew it was him.
I spoiled it to you last week, too.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that he was going to be there.
Yeah, I forgot about
that. That I did not commit to memory, so that would have been a surprise for me. But yeah, I mean, I loved how it was Memories by Maroon 5, right? So that was a clue in and of itself. I also like the fact that they made him put on one of those head things, like the like full head. You know what I'm talking about? Like not okay, so it's no. Okay, so they had the TV right on top of his head, but then they had that little, you know, the little circle for his face, but it was the whole head cover. Whatever. It's not important. Move on. Well, would you have right guessed on. It? They guessed yes, Jamie Foxx, which was hilarious because they guessed Jamie Foxx as the fox. And then they're just back to their old tricks again.
Yeah. Did you find that to be fake or do you think they genuinely are stupid?
Someone
who was on their show before.
I don't know. The fact that all of them apparently knew Bob Saget, despite not guessing him last week at all whatsoever, makes me feel like they're smarter than the producers or editors let us know.
This potential truth behind that, because I also feel like I want to start living in a world where I believe that Ken Jeong as a doctor is somewhat smart.
Okay, here's the thing, though. No, pop culture knowledge is not necessarily the same thing as intelligence.
I mean, but placing clues and puzzles together requires logic and intelligence. So if you give Ken Jeong a 10-piece puzzle and he's putting like the wrong pieces in the wrong place, I would be like concerned about it because that's like good for deductive, you know, exercise. So
yeah, I mean, he's also the joke guy though, so it's hard to tell when he's being serious and when he's just trying to make get laughs.
Well, it's gonna be a dry ass river because he's gonna be the joke guy on like four different iterations of a masked show, and it's gonna be
no much. Someone tweeted at us that he's not gonna actually be on one of the versions.
Which one?
Or something. I don't know. Anyway, whatever. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, he's on, so I think I can see your voice. That's enough Ken Truday for me.
It's Ken's day.
What Ken's is Ken Truday? I feel like I've called it Ken Truday before. That sounds right to
week.
Me.
Last week. But I mean, we don't need to, you know, we don't need to do a lot here. Let's just go into the first performance. There's four of them tonight, so it should be a relatively smooth sailing podcast. If we have anything to say about it, maybe not. But there's a lot of room here, specifically mushroom here, if I may.
What is this? The Iditarod? Mush to the room. Classic.
Liana, would you like to do the honors in walking us through the mushrooms clue package?
Ah, okay. Yes. So the mushroom seems to have thematic. I mean, they all do, but like the mushroom really seems to have thematic clue packages. So last week, the theme was Hamilton. This week, the theme is Mean Girls. So everything North Spore, right? Based on North Shore High School. You had the Burn book, all the Mean Girls references, prom queen, all of that kind of stuff. So again, I don't think it's necessarily someone who was, let's say, in Mean Girls, but it could be something that's tangentially related to Mean Girls in some way. That was sort of the biggest thing that I took away from it. I also wrote a bunch of really random other things down, like Jordan Woods, kangaroo, ? Deer, ? Beatles, ? So is that helpful?
Well, you've summed up the clues. Yes. Do you have any inklings based on these clues?
Okay. So, okay, wait. Can we talk about all of it, all the other stuff, and then can we talk about who you think things people are? Because I need the genie clue.
Yeah. Okay, you want to jump to the genie clue real quick before we talk performance? I'm down with
that. Okay, so the genie clue is the mind is a terrible thing to waste, and it's a jello brain. And Nick also said to Nicole, I'm surprised you don't know who this is, or something along those lines. Okay. So last week, I was thinking that it could be someone along the lines of like a Billy Porter. Like I thought like Billy Porter was my potential guess. Mm-hmm. Courtney Act, I also thought. I think I'm in generally the right region because I started thinking a little bit more about people that would sort of fall under like that category. And then with the clues from this week, especially the I'm surprised you don't know who this is, Nick to Nicole, I think this possibly could be Todrick Hall.
Huh.
And the reason why I say it is for a multitude of reasons. So first of all, he was on the 9th season of American Idol, which matches the clue from last week where it talked about how I got my shot turning a hobby into a career, and they're performing on a stage with a star in the background that very much looked like a Star Search American Idol kind of deal.
Yes.
Also, Todrick Hall and Nicole Scherzinger have a song together, which I have in my personal music library, which is why this was the one that like cued it to me. Also, then all the Mean Girl references. He has two parody videos. I actually hadn't seen the second one. I was only familiar with the first one called Mean Girls, which is a Mean Girls parody, but it's if Mean Girls took place in like an all black high school. And then he's got Mean Boys, which I had just watched today, which is also a Mean Girls parody, but from like the boys' perspective, which could fit with the Mean Girls clues. The only Hamilton thing I have is based on me Googling Hamilton Todrick Hall. Apparently, his album Straight Outta Oz was inspired in part by Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton.
Ah, I see.
So those are all my thoughts. The biggest thing, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, the biggest hang up is the voice doesn't quite fit for me.
Right.
So I could easily be convinced solely based on that, that that's incorrect. But okay, the clues make sense to me.
I see. I see. Well, it's interesting because the clues also fit for me in almost perfect way to someone else entirely different.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So last week, the judges looked at these the performances, and they kind of all like shot in different areas of the same mind wavelength of like, okay, one of them said Donald Glover, one of them said Frank Ocean. I said, no. I think this is Pharrell. And I based it because of that one hat clue. So this week, I have Pharrell on the mind going into this. And I've been listening to hella Pharrell this week. So I'm like on top of the Pharrell voice. I will say the voice also does not 100% match, but I know Pharrell do be having range, like a lot of range.
So he do be
having a lot of range. Let's go look at the clues, okay? Because I do think, again, I think that they love doing this where last week we got peppered with Hamilton. This week we got peppered with Mean Girls. And I think it's trying to make you look into those directions. Because, like, you know, you see this and you could probably immediately be like, oh, could it be Jonathan Bennett, right? Like, you just, like, start, like, trying to fit it into a Mean Girls mold. I don't think that's the case here. I think those are both red herrings, like you mentioned. So here's the thing. So Marshall opens the burn book and it says Mushroom needs a clue, and there's a picture of a deer, and then there's clue burn book on the other side written, and then there's a picture of Kangaroo, aka Jordan Woods, right? Because it's the costume kangaroo, not like an actual kangaroo. So that I'm not 100% sure. The deer, though, we can circle back to because there is a deer somewhere in his career. I think that for me, the biggest clues in here, verbally, the Mushroom says, once I embraced being a nerd, N-E-R-D, name of the band that he formed.
Oh,
N-E-R-D, nerd. Yep. He had a verbal clue in the first clue package, which said Grinding. One of the songs that got him put on the map was a song by the Clips known as Grindin' that he was a part of. So that is a thing. And then the genie clue is what really made me feel comfortable with my pick. With my guess here, because it was a red brain, right? So Pharrell has a solo album known as In My Mind. Okay. His first solo album was called In My Mind.
Okay.
The red brain, there is an album art. I believe I've pulled it up. It's for the NERD's Best Of album. There's a picture of a red brain wearing headphones. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's another one. If we want to go more on top of this, Pharrell has also executive produced a Netflix show, educational show for children known as Brain Child. So,
oh my God. My thought was it's red. So that's like Kinky Boots that Todrick Hall was in. The boots were red and it's red. And also the If I Only Had a Brain from straight out, like, is a Wizard of Oz straight out of Oz reference. That was how I put that together.
Yeah. Well, like, because then I think, you know, the Star Search thing, I also looked at that last week and I was like,
yeah,
well, I don't think he's been on a Star Search, but he was a judge on The Voice. So that is a thing that he has done. And like, if you look at the whole like rise up and help others grow, he's literally worked with everybody to talk about the thing where Nick Cannon says, I'm surprised you haven't figured it out. He has a song with Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines, and he has a song with Nicole Scherzinger, Heartbeat. So he has songs with both of them.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm feeling, and then again, we go back to that one hat, the obscure hat that no one has talked about that clearly is the Pharrell hat.
Yeah. So, I mean, part of me wonders if, I mean, I know that they edit it weird, right? So like maybe if they do have the correct guess, or they don't mention, like they mention a bunch of guesses, or they only edit like in the wrong ones. I just feel like if it was Pharrell, like, wouldn't they know? I mean, maybe that's why Nick Cannon was so incredulous towards Nicole.
Well, like, that's the thing is that like Pharrell has different voices, like him doing Happy and him doing Hypnotize You, and then him doing Hunter. Marilyn Monroe, they all sound different. They're like the same guy, but different. So I can definitely, I mean, we were thrown off. The two performances, which we'll get to now, sounded vastly different. So
yeah,
I could see them being, you know, getting tripped up here, especially because, you know, they came into last week shocked that it was a man singing. And then this week they're like, oh my God, what's going on? So I think that we're in a realm where potentially the mushroom is going to kind of be like the leopard and is going to keep like changing it up on them. So mm-hmm. I'm very excited about this, whether or not it's Pharrell. I love me Pharrell. I've seen Pharrell live. So if it is Pharrell, I will lose my mind. But without even that being the case, the mushroom I love so much that before this podcast happened, I asked you to do tradesies with me.
No tradesies.
I want the mushroom on my team, damn it.
No tradesies.
Okay. Oh, sorry. One more Kloop thing that I realized. So the whole Mean Girl thing, his last individual album called Girl. Boom. Pharrell's album was called Girl. And his tour was called Dear Girl, the Dear Girl tour. So.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing. Okay. So it could definitely be the case. The only thing that I keep going back to is it this? Who's the. No, the popcorn. Which every single reference is a Tina Turner reference. No way it's Tina Turner.
No.
So that's the only thing that gives me pause is when it's so obviously someone makes me feel like it's not. But then that being said, we also got the Squiggly Monster, which, I mean, maybe just because he was going this week, we got all the obvious clues. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
For me, here's kind of the clues I'm going to look out for in the future now, if it's him, right? If I want more things to confirm what I believe is to be my bias at this point. There needs to be some kind of an ice cream clue because of his clothing brand. There needs to be some kind of a skateboard because of his nickname Skateboard P. And then maybe like a tangential Snoop Dogg clue would be good as well. I will take those. Okay. So anyway, anywho's moving on. What did you think of the performance here?
Oh yeah. I mean, Rockstar Powerhouse was definitely the way that I think of the mushroom. I think the mushroom is probably the only contender from this group who could potentially go on to win.
Yes.
So yeah, of course, outstanding. I love If I Could Turn Back Time. So that was great. The only thing that gave me pause, what the hell were those backup dancers?
Thank you.
They were like orange traffic cones.
We got one question this week, and that was, what were those dancers behind the mushroom? So I looked at it a bunch of times. They kind of look like the sporks, but then like, because they look like the sporks or they look like lobsters with eyes. Like it makes no sense. The traffic makes it more sense.
No, it doesn't. They're okay. So it's orange morph suit with like a
red rain jacket coat.
Yeah, it's like a child. Although one of them doesn't even have the jacket on. It just has a hood on. It's almost.
Yeah,
it's a little bit Handmaid's Tale in the hood.
Yeah, well, are they supposed to be like carrots? Like, what pairs with a mushroom that's orange?
I mean, a carrot would be the only thing that I can think of. Yeah, they're creepy, and they have like googly eyes on them. Quite an odd choice. What?
If you were a mushroom, your name would be Leah Kremeny.
Out. Get out.
Unfortunately, you're stuck with me for the remainder of this podcast. Okay.
Oh my God.
Let's get back in here.
Yeah. So, let's port a Bella out of here. Nah, I'm tired. Ignore me.
I love the performance. I like the psychedelic vibe in the background. I thought song choice was great. So the song choice is something that's going to keep us guessing. Whoever this is, I don't think this is their regular go-to type of music. So I love that. I thought the judges loved it, which I always, you know, I can tell when they're into it. I also agree that the mushroom is probably the only person that has a chance in the finals. So out of group C. So I'm very excited to see the mushroom proceed because let me tell you, there's no way the mushroom doesn't proceed. If the mushroom doesn't make it to the next round, I'm going to be pissed off.
Yeah, I think we just, I don't know. Instead, maybe we upload the official Masked Singer podcast to our podcast feed. Just be like, look, we give up.
It's like, okay, so for this week, you're going to hear a rerun of a podcast that's being run this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. What did I have any other? No, I love the last note that the mushroom hit. That was when I was like, oh, snap. Mushroom is not here to fuck about.
Yeah, that was one of those you're damn right moments. Like, yeah. I got this.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Also, what did you think of Wayne Brady's stereo shirt?
I'd have to go. Wait, you mean when he was the TV?
No. His just
or
shirt,
like in general
shirt. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I felt like he was very much feeling up the Robin Thicke vibes.
Yeah. Just the casual shirt.
Yeah.
On a work day. Yeah. Untucked.
It's very 80s. It's very in living color. I actually quite like it.
Yeah. It's very in living color. Yes. Okay. So then we were introduced to the new Gambit this week. The magic lamp.
Oh! Wow! Dang, that was magical.
Was it magical?
Dang, that was magical.
Yeah, so that happened. And then Nick said the unfortunate word of, don't worry, Mushroom, I'm gonna rub it for you. Yikes. And then we saw the brain. We talked about the brain. And then we got something that I did not like, but I did get a sound clip for because it needs to be heard by you again.
Daddy, don't eat it. Daddy, don't eat that. No. Daddy, I don't want you to eat it.
Can he stop?
Yeah, I like literally just watched this episode and I think I blocked that from my memory.
Daddy, don't eat it. Daddy, don't eat that.
I know.
No.
I swear no one would have remembered that this is a bit him and Nick have, but he keeps reminding us that it exists. So, yeah. What did you think of the cutscene? Because, by the way, real quick, Childish Gambino, Donald Glover was Ken Jeong's guest. Adam Lambert was Nicole's. And then the Jaden Smith guest from Wayne Brady was interesting. I would be intrigued. But again, I don't think it's Jaden Smith. What did you think of the Broccoli and Mushroom Alliance cutscene? Did you care?
I mean, vegetables got to stick together. I'm a vegetable girl through and through. I love me some veggies. So I loved it.
Now, Leah Cremini.
No, that's not. It should be Liana Cremini, right? If it's my name. You didn't even do the joke right. What am I going to go join Scientology?
I mean, I don't know. Would Leah Cremini be a fan of that? Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so then here comes the broccoli, and the broccoli's clue package to me was very interesting because I figured a thing out in the clue that I was going to come show off to you about, and that was the numbers spelling out Frank, and then freaking Jenny got there in the episode, but I do think that they're looking at it wrong. So let's quickly recap on the clues, and then I think we can work on this one together because I have no knowledge of any of this stuff that the broccoli's all about. So
yeah, I spent all my mental energy trying to figure out if it was Todrick Hall or not. So, you know, yeah.
Were you done after this?
what a long day.
Okay. So we got like Italian music, food fellas, the taxi cabbage pulls up to the Copacabana 900, and then there's a dinner with the legendary cheese who requests that they get one final project before the cheese goes moldy or something. There's a picture of a guitar. The broccoli wakes up and early and then creates a Hawaiian pizza and then calls the number of the cheese and says, hey, I've got something for you. And then goes serve up a sultry side. So here's the thing, Liana. This is why I'm saying I'm going to need your services on this one. Because you last week talked about how this could be our Gladys Knight, like male Gladys Knight from like that era, like a legend of the scene kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yes.
So that is my weak suit. I'm not well equipped for that. I don't have the facilities for that, big man. So here's the thing. I think that the 37265 spells Frank, right? The only Frank I know from that era would be like Frank Sinatra, right? So he calls the number. So he calls Frank. Who are the people that have worked with Frank Sinatra? And then would that help you get anywhere close to anybody? That's all I have to offer you. I don't have anything else.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, Frank Sinatra has probably worked with a lot of different people, so that's going to take me a while to dig through. Okay. But, I mean, because honestly, it could be anything from somebody who performed with him to somebody who wrote for him. Mm-hmm. Because it seemed to be something where it was like the big cheese. Let's assume the big cheese is Frank Sinatra.
Right.
He was asking the broccoli for something, right? Like, yeah, like asking for a thing.
Project? Was it? Yeah. Project. So, I mean, you're right. That could be anything from like a collab to like a spot for a gig to like anything, like agent work. I have no idea.
I mean, it sounds like it would be somebody who wrote for him.
Right. I mean, it's someone who sounds pretty decent. So,
and someone, well, it could have been somebody who like wrote for him and is now a singer themselves. Mm. Is Barry Manilow still alive?
The Copacabana? Yeah, Barry Manilow's still alive.
I think, was he on my list from last week? Let's see. Barry Manilow. Oh, yeah. I had Barry Manilow, Tom Jones, and Neil Diamond.
Is Rod Stewart not from that time as well? Why is Rod Stewart not on your list? Or is that too, is that later?
Wait, what? Why?
No, Rod Stewart's from the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I just Googled him to see how old he was. And there's an article that says Rod Stewart to enlarge his penis inspired by $10,000 corrective ankle surgery that added an inch to his height.
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't open that. Whatever that is, don't open that.
Oh, well, I opened it.
No, don't open it.
I'm closing it. Delete cookies. Okay.
That's funny. I know. In this moment, no. I mean, obviously, that was the thing. It was like, oh, Copacabana, Barry Manilow. And then I went back to the same thing of like, well, it can't be him because it would be littered with, like, it's too obvious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that for me, the whole like the food fellas and then the genie lamp being a roulette table was like immediately, I was like, okay, Vegas. I get Vegas vibes. But then it was on the number 26 black, which I don't know what the significance of that might be. Yeah. So ultimately it was, oh, you know what? The number was 37265.
Yes.
So 26 was in there. 26 spells out A-N, if we're following that. Does A-N stand for like a state or something or anybody? Like a, is that like someone's initials maybe? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, the Frank thing is pretty interesting. Like if it really is Frank Sinatra, that would be interesting. I think I'll probably have to do a little bit more research on this one.
We'll come back with it next time is what you're saying. Because the broccoli's here to stay. What did you think of that performance?
Yeah, I mean, I think after the performance, I definitely felt confident in the general genre. Can you say genre for a person?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, like the general arena slash group of people that I may potentially be pulling from. I feel like this is somebody who was definitely a strong performer who, you know, has, oh, as we all do, aged a little bit,
a little seasoned.
Yeah, but I thought as soon as this, the song started, I was like, oh my God, is this Hello? And then I was like, oh my God, it is. So I got really excited about a Lionel Richie song. And I thought it was fine. The broccoli dancers were hella weird. They didn't have masks. They kind of looked like Roger from Doug. I think they were supposed to be broccoli, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah, they're either broccoli or maybe they were celery sticks is what they were going for. But no, they were distracting me in the background when they were like running past him in the background. And I was like, what are you doing? Can you just like not be there? Like, you're not needed. Cause I love the film background. I love the like movie role thing that was going on in the back. I enjoyed. And I thought the performance was actually really, really good. I kind of regret not looking at the broccoli for a pick because of the fact that I was like, oh, it's like someone trying to pretend to be the whatchamacallit. And I took the belly to be some like old athlete, which was a mistake. This is not an athlete. Also, did we figure out who our Olympian is?
Dude, I'm telling you, it's the jellyfish.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we'll get there.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel even after this, I feel very confident that I don't know. I guess Sean, we'll get there.
Okay. Yeah, overall, I had nothing bad to say about the broccoli. If anything, I might have coming into this week been like, maybe broccoli's going to go. But after this, I was like, broccoli's not going anywhere. Broccoli's here.
I think it's going to be the mushroom and jellyfish that move on. I feel like broccoli next week, is going to get eaten next week. But we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, the guess is Ken Jeong wants Martin Short on the show so bad. I hope he gets it.
I know. I kind of want that for him as well, just to like fulfill this lifelong dream, of course, that he's had.
Quickly look at the broccoli's. Broccoline mean heart pumping machine. It's how I got my six pack. That gives me nothing. Remember
what if like heart? Foreman? Yeah.
George Foreman can't sing like that.
What if that's like a lyric?
I mean, you can look it up.
Frank
as I look at
Sinatra.
Clues for the broccoli.
Young at heart.
So it's vague, is what you're telling me.
Yeah. I mean, it's not immediately clear. Yeah. Oh,
so the broccoli had like the three amigos. There was the salad spinner car wash, been on many stages, big shoes to fill. My new dance. Oh my God. Remember when you thought it was like maybe a TikTok person because of the dancing?
Okay. For like 30 seconds.
Hey, that's 29 seconds too many. Okay.
Yeah. For the, look, at least I didn't guess Jason Derulo like Nicole.
Oh, oof. That's like that's an 8 oofer right there. That's cool. Yeah.
Jason Derulo.
I think my pick for the worst guess amongst the three probably is the Jason Alexander from Jenny McCarthy on this one.
I don't care. That was a bad guess.
I don't care. Have you watched? So I've watched I want to say it's a Cinderella remake. It's live and it's live. And Brandy played Cinderella and
Jason
was in it. Alexander.
Yeah.
I love that. That was great. I don't remember.
Yeah, that movie.
Yeah.
Was it just called Cinderella?
I mean, I think it was just called Cinderella. I don't remember it being anything else.
Right? It was just Cinderella. Yeah. Yeah. Because Whitney Houston's in it and Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah. No, that was phenomenal. We had that on VHS and I remember watching the hell out of it. So that came to mind when she said Jason Alexander, because I was like, wait, was Jason Alexander any singing there? I don't remember. So that's fine. I mean, like you said, it's still a bad guess and we can move on. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Before we go to the next performer, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Oh, whoa, phew, we're back. What just happened?
Oh my gosh. This is like Big Brother at level acting. Also, this is a throwaway, but in the Cinderella Wikipedia page, the film stars Brandy in the titular role. So that is,
I love that.
Yeah, titular, not eponymous.
Yeah, the crossover right there.
That Massinger NGOG crossover.
That's right.
If you're interested in New Girl, check out the New Girl Old Guy rewatch podcast, Third and Old Guy.
So what are you?
Sorry.
Okay?
Yeah, no, that's just I made myself laugh. Let's continue.
That's good. That's good. Well, you want to talk about the next person in line? You want to wiggle your way, squiggle your way over to the front of the line to talk about this one?
Did I have the squiggly monster in our draft?
You did.
Okay, fabulous. I'm happy with the squiggly monster. I thought maybe the broccoli was going to go here. I thought it was going to be a tough matchup between squiggly monster and broccoli. I'm okay with the squiggly monster going here. I think also the fact that the clue package, so full transparency, Google News spoiled me because I didn't get to watch this episode. I thought there were two hours of The Amazing Race and whatever. Anyway, not important. So I did know that Bob Saget was the one who was going to get revealed on this episode. So I don't know. Maybe it could be confirmation bias, but especially the America's Funniest Home Videos, the references like slipping on the banana peels and all that stuff. I would hope that I would have gotten it from all of those clues. But yeah, I mean, I went back to see, I remember how I latched on to the whole cookie thing.
Yes.
So I went back to look at anything. I like Googled Bob Saget cookie, which apparently Bob Saget has like a salami. He's like super into salami. like the person Bob Saget like loves salami, which like to be fair,
like
same.
The way you're into cured meats.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, salami is cured meat, so like I get it. I, as someone who also has a cured meat addiction, like it's a real thing. Anyway, Bob Saget was in an episode called Cookie Prom of Super Fun Night, which was an American sitcom that aired in 2013.
There were too many cookies for that.
I know, right? I don't know. That's all I got.
Cookie. There was a cookie on the lock, and we never did. Did we talk about the fact that there's a cookie key lock?
Cook key. It's a key cook.
Yeah.
Cook. Bob Saget likes to cook. He unlocked the key to cook.
I think they're really. So here's the thing. They kind of did like do a lot. I feel like the last clue pack those had like the my fellow Americans and like the presidential stuff. So. When all of it started coming around for me, when the football hits him and the nards in the clue package, and I'm like, oh, America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's that what I said. Sense. I said that.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
Continue.
No, you continue.
No, you're just going to be like, well, I already said that.
Yeah, I did. Well, now I want to see what you're going to say next, and then I can tell you if I already said it or not. Yeah,
well, then there was the baby, him holding the baby crying between the two people, which was so clearly the Full House thing with mm-hmm. Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse. So that was easy.
That I did not say.
Uh-huh, that's right. I'm moving past the ones you've already said. The laughter was my best medicine makes sense as well. That's easy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big clue being the teddy bear. Obviously, I think the reason there was twofold. Ted D Bear, Ted Mosby. He was the voice of older Ted Mosby in How I Met Your Mother. He's the narrator. And then the other one is Stephanie. In Full House, I believe, had a stuffed animal known as, was it Mr. Bear? Yeah, I think it was Mr. Mm-hmm. Bear. Yeah, there you go. So I first thought of that one before I thought of the How I Met Your Mother one. So,
I went back to look at some of the clues from last week.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a 1 out of 100 lives, which I assume represents the fact that he hosted 1 versus 100, which was that show on NBC. Mm-hmm. Also, there was a stethoscope, and apparently he was like studying to become a doctor at some point. So maybe like that was supposed to be a reference to that. Mm-hmm.
I saw penguins in both the clue packages. What is his link to the penguin?
He was wrote and directed and starred in Farce of the Penguins, a parody of the 2005's March of the Penguins.
Well, he must have really liked that because that was everywhere.
I mean, there were cookies everywhere. We don't have a good explanation for that.
Yeah, no idea.
I'm sure someone is like, guys, Bob Saget, blah, blah, blah.
Well, can we get into our vault picks now?
No.
You want to get to it at the end?
Okay. Whatever you want to do, it's embarrassing regardless.
I mean, big same. Okay. Yeah. Need I remind you, I was on a whole other level of stupid.
Yeah. At least I said a Tom Bergeron type.
Yeah. The original Tom Bergeron.
Yeah.
No, ultimately, this was a fun performance. I really enjoyed it. I thought that. I did not realize Bob Saget could sing like that. I know, right?
Yeah, I was actually really impressed. And then at the end, when he took the mask off and he was singing and he was belting at the end, I was like, damn, Bob Saget, you got it.
What's going on?
And it, I mean, it's a Rolling Stones, right? That's a great choice. You can't really go wrong there. And he just, I can't believe I'm about to say this. He really looked like he was having fun.
He was. He didn't. He just wanted to have a good time. And he did. Yeah. He gave it everything. And I loved it.
And I thought that really made the performance enjoyable. Like when you can tell that the performer under there is like, damn, yeah, I'm like, I'm rocking it out. I can't get no satisfaction, baby. That was really enjoyable. I also thought that the background dice dancers and was a, like, what the F choice? I mean, I don't understand why that was there, but
I low-key vibed. I vibed with
the, no. I liked it, but I was like, are we driving a car here? And this is your fuzzy dice. They were we're going to Vegas. Like, this is not the roulette table from the broccoli. Yeah. But it was fun. It was fun. I liked the performance.
Yeah, I liked the performance too. I really enjoyed this. Can't say enough nice things about it. Ultimately, one of the better performers to be unmasked at this point, safe to say. I think Squigglymon's probably the best performer to get unmasked so far, followed by the dragon. And then everyone else, we can just drag on out of here. So we didn't beat them. All right. So the guesses with the judges were a thing that happened. I just don't want to talk about the fact that Ken Jeong and Wayne Brady agreed on Al Gore, which was nuts.
That was terrible.
I was like, Wayne, why are you agreeing with him twice? I thought, like, here's the thing. The last one they talked about when Wayne guessed Martin Short and Ken guessed it and Wayne jumped out, I was like, okay, maybe. But then the Al Gore one, I was like, Wayne, you're better than this, man. You know better.
Like, yeah, that was my thought as well. I was like, Wayne, you're better. Like, don't stoop to his level. Do you not know he's there for the gags?
Yeah, the guesses were a thing that happened. That leaves us with the final performance of the night.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before we move on to the jellyfish, I need to talk about the farce of the penguins.
Oh, of course.
Okay, it stars John Lovitz as, quote, my eyes are up here, penguin. Gilbert Godfrey as I'm freezing my nuts off, penguin. Damon Wayans as hey, that's my ass, penguin. What is this movie about? Also, Lewis Black is in it. Harvey Fierstein is in it. Christina Applegate, Jamie Kennedy, Whoopi Goldberg, Monique, Tracy Morgan.
We'll watch it.
Dane Cook, Jason Alexander, Jason Biggs. Like, what even is this? I think we need to watch it.
I mean, I'm down. Okay. Well, we're probably going to have a lot going on in the, what's it called? In the road to the next season. So once that's over, maybe we do a one-off and we watch that.
It said it only made $6,000 at the box office. That seems wrong.
I think we've given it more time and thought than even Bob Saget has.
Yikes. Okay, maybe we shouldn't watch this. All right, let's try. Let's swim on over to the jellyfish.
I don't think you're ready for this jellyfish. I've done the same segue twice in the last 2 weeks. But also,
what sounds does a jellyfish make? Like,
why?
I'm sorry. I tried to make the like sloop, sloop sound. Like, you know, like
that was better.
Okay.
That was better. Boom, disappeared. I made that part of the podcast go away. You're never going to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's talk about the jellyfish. Jellyfish is my great unknown at this moment. I don't know who the jellyfish is. I just know that I like the jellyfish. So they talked about, and they reemphasized it like twice, where the jellyfish was nervous last time. And the nerves got the best of the jellyfish, which immediately makes me feel like you are not a seasoned singer. You are not like a singer. You have a voice, but you're not part of this world, right? Which I think is lending to what you believe this to be, not a classic singer. So there was the USS Big Bird. And then there was the Papa Jelly Engineer yoga mats. I will say my favorite part of the clue package was when the dad would wake up early to go to gigs and it went from 3 a.m. to 7:20. What's that? How many hours is that, Liana? What's the time difference there?
4:20, baby.
Bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That might be the biggest clue here. Just kidding. I have no idea. And then there was a, they emphasized when they showed the band doing a gig, they emphasized the band member playing the triangle. So that's the thing that happened. And then there was the random shot where the jellyfish is like, oh, how did this get into the slideshow? And it was the jellyfish knocking over a box of cereal, maybe a cereal killer. I don't know why.
No, it was an Olympian that was on a Wheaties box or something.
Oh,
names of Olympians.
There was a selfie. Cereal. There was a selfie in the amusement park kind of shot. So that's all the clues I got. There's also like a movie role kind of thing. Have you been able to make any sense of any of these?
Okay, so first of all, no. So the only thing, okay, people, Olympians haven't been on gymnastics since like Carrie Strug in 1996. All right, whatever. Okie dokie. So the, not important, let's move on. So the close to family, parents sacrificing their life for their kids' success screams Olympian, because essentially if you want to make the Olympics, you have to start training at like 3 years old. Like gymnasts start training as in the womb, like they're and their parents like force, and I mean not force them, but like they cultivate that. And so I think that that for me added to the fact that I think that this is an Olympian, the fact that she said she's competitive, she's the best at what she does, but here she's not necessarily in that arena, meaning that she has success outside of singing, which again fits with what I was thinking about from last week. The Big Bird Star Wars cereal thing, I don't necessarily have a good fit for it. Last week I thought it was Shawn Johnson, which I guess if I had to pick somebody, I would probably stick with her. Again, she was on Dancing with the Stars, everybody. So that's very important criteria for me personally. The 720 thing got me thinking, because isn't 720, and because of Tony Hawk, it's like a skateboarding trick, right? Like doing, like the first person to do the 720
skateboard or snowboarding.
Yeah, exactly. So that could, it could be a snowboard reference. Oh, I don't know any, smart. I don't know an Olympic snowboarders. I don't know if that also fits with the cereal or the Star Wars, or the USS Big Bird. Again, I'm convinced that this is our Olympian, and I think I've got at least another week to try to figure it out.
That's smart. Honestly, yeah, because I think, what were we told that it was a gold medal, or was, did I make that up? Were we just told it's an Olympian?
Wait, what was a gold medal?
Were we told that there's a gold medalist on the cast, or were we told an Olympian was on the cast?
I think it's an Olympic medalist.
An Olympic medalist.
All right, hold on. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Well, either way, I think
Olympic gold medalist. So this is an Olympic gold medalist.
Lovely. So that makes it very easy for us to like end up whittling that
And I list think it
down.
Was someone who competed in Beijing based on the clues from last week. So what maybe that's when she won. There were the Chinese fans.
Oh, yes. This is right. And then let me pull up the preseason clue real quick.
Swamp. Yeah, let's see.
Even though I'm cold-blooded, I have a warm and flowing flow with H2O.
Oh, maybe cold-blooded is Winter Olympics. Shoot. Wait, where? Okay, Winter Olympics location.
I found someone.
Okay.
The youngest woman to win an Olympic snowboarding gold medal.
Okay.
Chloe Kim.
I have no idea who that is.
No idea. I'm on the wiki right now. She is 20. Okay.
Oh my God.
Let's see. In popular culture. You'll love this one. So,
okay.
Let's see. Her appearance on a special edition of Kellogg's Cornflakes box set a new record for fastest selling cereal box in Kellogg Company history. Could this be it?
We figured it out. Did we just figure this out on the podcast?
Okay. This has never happened. This is wild if this is it. Like,
oh my God. If this is right, yeah, I'm going to be shocked. Okay, wait, let's see. Oh my God. I think it could be.
I never really thought that this could be the Olympian. That was all you. So now I'm like trying to look at the old clues and see if like anything read athleticism to me.
Did she have any Russia clues? She competed in the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics.
Russia clues?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not Russian to figure that out. We have fun on the Masked Singer podcast.
I don't know what the Big Bird thing has to do with anything.
I mean, did she Sesame Street it up at some point?
Yeah, I mean, that. Yes, she was on Sesame Street. Is for sports with Chloe Kim and Big Bird.
Okay, well, that sounds...
Dude, I think we got it. I was hoping it would be Sean Johnson, because then I would have gotten it from week one. But if it's Chloe Kim, then I would be very excited about this. Let's see.
She has... Okay, so she was on, she made an appearance in Charlie's Angels. She's made an appearance on Double Dare. And she's made an appearance on everyone's favorite TV show, Ridiculousness.
Okay, let's see. Chloe Kim crushes Cardi B rap with G-Eazy. Let's see. All right, well, I'll check this out and get back to you.
Okay, well, I mean, did we... Chloe Kim was also included in Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People. Was that a thing that we got?
Yes, I think we have one. So that would take care of both most influential person and the Olympic gold medalist.
Has Bob Saget never been an influential person? I feel like...
Times 100. Yeah, so only one Times 100 honor.
Huh. Okay, well, we'll have to, like, check. I mean, this is a good guess if you have the Olympian clocked. But also, who else could be the Olympian out of the other people?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe popcorn? No, not popcorn, not popcorn, not popcorn.
No, it can't be popcorn.
Okay, well...
I'm pretty sure it's hard.
Well, squad, audience, we may have just unearthed the first ever discovery together live on the podcast. This is wild.
I feel like we're making history.
Yeah. She was born April 23rd. If she was born April 20th, I would have lost my mind.
Oh my God. Then that would have also made the difference between 3 and 720.
Yeah. Okay. So let's move on to the performance here. I thought this was a great performance, but here's the thing. My favorite thing about all of this was the dancer in the background in the bubble.
It
was so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My first note is, what's in that bubble? Then, wow, she's a great singer. Mm-hmm. Is that a jellyfish in the bubble? So I'm not going to lie. I was a little preoccupied with the jellyfish, I think is what it was in the bubble. But I did love the song. I think the Patsy Cline was a fabulous choice for her voice and her vocal range. Like, she is outstanding. And I think this performance, if she can do similar things next week or whenever we see Group C again, I think she'll probably be in the final or semifinals, I guess.
That's a decent shout. And then I actually think that she has a good shot as well. Like, I think obviously jellyfish, mushroom, it's between the two of them from this group, if there was only one. But then it's a toss up, like anyone can take it, maybe depending on the song, just depending on the night. Liana, the magic lamp clue was a tiger. Tony, the tiger.
Kellogg's.
Boom.
Nailed it.
Did we really get this? I'm in denial. It's nuts. Okay, what is that?
Bow wow. Take that,
bow wow. Bow wow. Do you figure stuff out on your podcast? No. Do you know what you're talking about? No.
No.
If I took your script away from you, bow wow, you'd not know what to say for 40 minutes on your beloved podcast, okay?
No.
Okay. All right. So this is the end of the night. The guesses were Jamie Lynn Spears. No, wait. Halle Bailey from Wayne Brady, Lana Condor from Ken Jeong, and Sophia Richie from Robin Thicke. Okay, cool. These are good guesses.
Yeah.
I think. I don't really know any of the people they mentioned besides Jamie Lynn, but like, I know her because of Britney Spears. I don't know anything about Jamie Lynn Spears. Okay. The person leaving is the Squiggly Monster. So
wait, what was that TV show that Jamie Lynn Spears was in? You never watched that?
What TV show? No.
I think it was on the Disney Channel. No, Nickelodeon. Zoe 101.
Oh, I did not watch Zoe 101. No.
Oh, that was a good show.
Through this, as per my tier listing, I didn't grow up in Nickelodeon, so I didn't really take any of the Nickelodeon content outside of Rugrats and Drake and Josh. I've never seen the others.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So the vault guesses come through for the squiggly monster from the judges. We'll talk about theirs real quick. Jenny and Robin had Bob Saget, and they get points, essentially. Ken Jeong had Fabio, which I thought was the worst guess. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't, because Nicole Scherzinger said, one of the Yin Yang twins.
Look, girl after my own heart. Like, this is the type of guess I feel like I would give, which is, look, I'm not sure which one, but it could be possibly one of them.
The one that has similar hair is which?
Yeah, the one with similar hair.
Ultimately, outside of Nicole's final guess being Gary Cole, everyone else said Bob Saget. The mask gets unmasked. It is Bob Saget. There you go. I like Bob Saget saying they called me and offered me and said, would you like to be the squiggly monster? And I was like, well, of course. Like, how can I say no? So it's more confirmation that they don't pick the costumes. They get offered the costumes, which I
I think they get offered like a couple, I think.
Yeah, because the one thing Bow Wow did do in his podcast is talk about how he was initially meant to be the astronaut and then got switched into the frog. Ultimately. So, Liana, it's time. It's time. The people need to know. What was your vault guess for Squiggly Monster and how did you get there?
Okay, so...
Let me see. I want to give you like a good sound drop here.
Drop them in the slide.
But take it out of the slide.
Okay, I'm taking it out of the slide. So, Squiggly Monster, my vault guests, before doing any research or thinking about anything, let me remind you, I was also very tired that day. I had worked like a long day, and the only thing I could focus on were the cookies in the Squiggly Monster clue package from week one. So I guessed David Rudman, aka the guy who plays Cookie Monster.
Oh, you did not. That is not a guess.
It was very Yin Yang Twin-esque in like that guy. Yeah, that guy. The guy who plays Cookie Monster.
Are like in music, David Rudman?
Yes, he plays Cookie Monster.
An American puppeteer. But like...
And I was like, the baby alien is here to throw us off. This is the real puppeteer.
But like,
originally the baby alien was made
outside of Cookie Monster voice, or
I don't care. He's a voice actor, so obviously he must be good at singing.
He's a puppeteer. He's not a voice actor.
Yeah, but he like has to do a voice for the Cookie Monster.
Let's see. His credits. He did Baby Bear, Milton, Ned Mouse, Bobbit.
See, he had to do multiple voices.
There's Jack's Big Music Show, and he played the titular Jack, so maybe that.
Boom. One. Yes. Oh, my God. He worked on the movie Labyrinth. Puppetry only.
So let me tell you why your guess was ridiculous.
No, it was very much appropriate for the clues that we had at the time.
Well, it makes me feel better about my guess, if that helps you. So
no.
Why can't you just be supportive? Let me also feel shame. But then, like, raise me up. Don't, like, kick me down.
Drop it in the slot. No,
I'm going to give myself the magic lamp. So last week, when we watched them for the first time, I said, this is what I said. I said, this clue package has a lot of video game nods. I think this is a video gamer. So I focused on video games. I looked at it. I looked at the clue package and they got me fooled. I was like, all this motif is giving me Mario vibes. There's a lot going on. There's like keys and like locks. And so I dove into the YouTuber realm and I watched hella YouTubers. I found out how many of them.
I put my guess in right after.
Yeah, like, I wrote my guess down. I'm saying that I spent a whole like couple days convinced that I was right.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Until this episode.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Calm down with your.
I wanted to make sure that I clearly understood the rules because obviously I would have known it was Bob Saget if I had had 30 seconds to do some research.
No, that's not true because you did not.
I said Tom Bergeron type. That's close.
Liana, that's like
that, saying, I should get half credit.
That's like you saying, oh, you know what? That food was round, so it's like an orange type. That's not a thing.
Yeah. No. But it was close.
No. That is not.
Listen, of all not the people in.
You're getting a zero. Okay. No, ultimately for me, I went with Markiplier, the YouTuber.
I don't know. I don't know that person.
I know you. I mean, to be fair, you're not very familiar with the YouTube gaming scene, which is fine. I'm not taking a knock against you. No, Markiplier was like the one YouTuber that randomly got like spotlight and ended up doing like the talk show circuit, was on Jimmy Kimmel for a minute. He has done some singing. So I was like, I know this. This is good enough for me. And then when I did the research, I was like, I feel okay about this. He kind of looks like a squiggly monster type. And then I fell flat on my face. So sometimes you win them, sometimes you lose them. And in this case, we both lost it. Okay.
Mm.
Is that okay?
Yeah, we dropped it, but not in the slot.
Drop them in the slot.
Oh my God. By the end of the season, it'll be like most overused sound drop. Like, shut that thing off.
No, this would be the most overused one.
Daddy, don't eat it. Daddy, don't eat it.
Okay. That's enough of that. So was there anything else you wanted to speak on with regards to this episode before we start wrapping things up here?
Nope.
All right.
Wait, I have a question. Yep. So are we going back next week to Group A?
I would assume so. I don't see any reason why we don't. Let's see. I'm going to quickly search this up and see what's going to happen.
Did we have an episode on Thursday? No. Oh, what? Oh, okay. November. Okay. I figured it out. November 11th is going to be the Group A finals. November 18th is going to be the Group B finals. Then for some reason, the Group C finals are going to be on Thursday. Oh, because of Thanksgiving. Wait,
I'm sorry.
When is Thanksgiving?
Can you repeat that?
Okay. Next week, we're getting Group A finals.
Cool.
Okay. The week after that, we're getting the Group B finals.
Also Wednesday, right?
Yes, also Wednesday.
Cool.
The week after that, we're getting the Group C finals.
Okay.
When is Thanksgiving this year? I mean, American Thanksgiving. Let me be clear.
Yeah, let's clarify.
Is American Thanksgiving? Okay. Yes, they're moving it to Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Because it's going to air on American Thanksgiving.
Gotcha. So we're going to have Wednesday, then Thursday is what you're telling
me? Yes, that's what the Wikipedia page is telling me.
Okay. We can work with that. That'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So then next week, we're going to head back to our, you know, the sun, the popcorn and the snow owls.
Yes. So where I assume we're going to get three performances.
No,
that's
what?
It. Because it's popcorn, snow owl, sun.
Do you think they're going to do two songs each?
Ooh, God, I hope so. I really, really hope so, because I don't think I could take much filler.
I mean, the fact of the matter is they go out of their way on finale night to like they give us a whole.
I know,
like,
but it's COVID.
Yeah, I don't think I feel like they're going to do two songs apiece.
Maybe we'll see.
I mean, they've been able to shove in a six group perform like thing in a week anyways on an episode, right? They had Group B started with six. So
I know, but can. I think probably due to safety reasons, we're only going to see one. And then I'm nervous for whatever the rest of the episode is going
to
be.
Oh, man. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast next week where we're going to talk about the episode for 20 minutes and we're going to chill for another 20.
Because I don't think they can do like a SmackDown kind of deal again for COVID-19 reasons, right? You like can't have people going up against each other. Although I guess they stand next to each other when they're going to get eliminated
all the time. Yeah
I don't know. All right, well, we'll have to wait to see. Thankfully it's only a week, so we can survive.
We'll find out what the format is net by next week, so we'll be mentally prepared for week Group B and Group C's final, so that'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we've come to the end of the Masked Singer podcast for this week. Liana, where can people find you and what are you going to be up to?
You can find me on Twitter at Liana, R-H-A-P. Big Brother is over. Hallelujah. So I am done with my morning updates. I am done with the B&B for the foreseeable future. I am podcasting about the Masked Singer. It's my sole focus, my lovely child, and I'm excited to watch it grow and blossom and to figure out eventually in several weeks who the winner will be.
And if you would like us to raise this podcasting child
woo, woo.
To grow and be amazing, please leave us a rating and review over on robinswebsite.com/masked singer, M-A-S-K-E-D singer. That would help a lot and would help this podcast baby to become a podcast adult. I don't know. I think I've definitely wrecked whatever you were saying.
But I mean, I think I wrecked it when I started speaking, so it's fine.
They don't call you Liana the Teabag Boris for nothing. Okay. And you can find me on all major social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, twitch.tv. It's Puyaism for all three. I will be continuing to talk about 90 Day Fiancé the other way as it goes along here. We're starting to get to the end of that, I believe, but that'll still be happening. I talked with Mari this week all about the latest episode of 90 Day Fiancé the other way. So you can check that out over on this very network, the Rahap Ups Network. And I will be continuing on the journey of streaming on Twitch. That'll be happening. I do that 3 times a week. On Sundays, we play Among Us. Myself, Liana usually is always there, and a bunch of our friends. So definitely come through and watch those happen. It's always a good time. And I've got nothing else to unmask for you here today. We've reached the end of the podcast. It's been a good time. So from both of us, take care. Have a good one. We will unmask you in the finals next week. Bye.